So today I will make some short introduction about ellipticals, and I will just start to give some isomorphisms between ellipticals and then to give some representation of ellipticals as a group. So the first thing that we have to do is we get this work with a finite with a field K, is an arbitrary field. Then we can define what is a Weierstrass equation. So a Weierstrass equation is an equation of the form y squared plus y squared times z plus a1 times y times x times z plus a3 times y times z squared equal x to the power 3 plus a2 times x squared times z plus a1 x z squared plus a3. So this define a cubic equation. A for x6 with coefficient a I element of k. So this define a cubic equation in the projective space of dimension 2 or the projective plane. So let me make a small introduction about projective space. So I am interested only on solution of this equation. So for a non-trivial solution, x, y, z element of k bar to the power 3, then we see that if this one is the solution of this equation here, then every factor of this solution is again the solution of this equation. So we really have an equivalence with the fact that c times x, y, z is solution of this equation for all c elements of k different from 0. So you can just verify it by putting in this equation. And the fact why we really have this one is because of the homogeneity of this equation. So I have forgot here z to the power 3. So if you want them to solve this equation, it makes sense then to define an equivalence relation between such three terms. And then we can define the relation by x, y, z. It's in relation with x prime, y prime, and z prime. So if and only if we have x, y, z equal to c times x prime, y prime, z prime, where c is an element of k. And we also have some condition about x, y, z, and x, y, z different from the trivial solution. So in this case, we see we have two kind of solutions. So the first one is on the form that z equal to 0, and the second one is when z is different from 0. So first I define the class of these as a form. The solution x, y, z of this equation, we can then define the equivalence class with the coordinate x, y, z represent the equivalence class of the solution x, y, z with respect to the relation. So we then see in the case that z equals to 0, just plugging in this equation, then we have here 0, 0, 0, then 0, 0, 0, 0. So x must be equal to 0. So in this case, we have x and z are equal to 0, but we are not allowing the 0 element, the trivial element. So we really get solution of the form 0y0. And this class can be uniquely represented in the form 0, 1, 0, because these two are equivalent. So it's the same class. So now if z equal 1, so we have a solution x, y, z, solution of our equation. Then we have the equivalent class of this solution. And then we can uniquely make a set equal to 1. So we really have x, y, 1, or x prime, y prime, 1. And this is a way how to represent this class uniquely. So now, just to make a small geometric interpretation of this one, actually, all these kind of points can be seen as the projective model P2 of K, which is the form x, y, z with x, y, z different from 0. This is a projective space or a projective plane. That means we have the property that if we take 2 points of this set, then we have exactly one line between these 2 points. And if we have 2 lines on this space, then we know that all other these 2 lines have to meet in 1 point or to be equal. So, and the line of this projective plane can be also given by equation of the form A, B, C, where A, B, C is the equation. So the equation is given by A, X plus B, Y plus C, Z. And the element of this line, L of K bar, are the solution of this equation. Such that the equation is satisfied. So now if we look at our equation, we can then define the set of rational points of our curve of E by E of k bar is equal to the set of all points x, y, z satisfying this equation. So we have the point 0, 1, 0, or all the other points with coordinate z equal 1. So we have an equation x, y, 1, such that the equation a y to the power 2 plus a 1 x y plus a 3 y equals x to the power 3 plus a 2 x 2 plus a 4 x plus a 6. So set equal 1, just plug in the value of set, so we get this affine equation. So we can then really see that this curve can be also seen in the affine space of dimension 2. So in A2, we have a curve A of k equal to the point x, y of a2 of k such that this equation down is satisfied with a special point which I call here p infinity. So this point really don't lie in our affine space. So in fact, we can really see the projective space as the embedding of A2, and then we insert a line going through this point. So we really have P2 of K is equal A2 of K with the point of the line Z equal to infinity. So now if we see one kind of equation of as a Weierstrass equation, to define an elliptic curve, we have to make some restriction because this curve can have some singularity. So elliptic curve is just an elliptic curve is just a curve P given by a Weierstrass equation where for each solution x, y, z of the equation, we have that the partial derivative of p with respect to x, d with respect to y, d with respect to z must be different from 0, 0, 0. So this is at the point x1, y1, z1. So this is really the difference between elliptic curve or just the Weierstrass equation. And as we will see, in the case of the real field, I will make some representation how the curves seems to look. Can I is this one? So now, if we have two elliptic curves, also E given with coordinate Y, also coordinate A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, and A6, and an elliptic curve E prime given with coordinate B1 or A prime 1, A prime 2, A prime 3, A prime 4, A prime 6, we want to know if we can make some linear transformation between these two curves. And in fact, isomorphism of such curves, of elliptic curves, are given by linear transformation. So we really want to preserve this equation. So we have to use such transformation that x prime is a times x plus b y plus c times z. Oh, now I just really work with a fine model. I can just write c and y prime vector value a2 times x plus b2y plus c2. So if we just plug in the value of x prime and y prime in the equation, it's a different one, but it's just a new notation. Okay, I just have to choose another notation. So let's say it here. Yeah, A, B, and C, then A prime, B prime, and C prime. And if we plug in this one in this notation, and we want to force this relation given here, so we see on this coefficient by x prime, we get the power as a to the power 3. So by x to the power 3, we get the coefficient a to the power 3. So by y, we then have y to the power 2, so we get also the coefficient a prime to the power 2. So to have 1 here as a monic representation by x to the power 3 and y to the power 2, then we have really to choose a prime and a such that these two are equal. So, and we also see in the case of x, we then have this b must be equal to 0, because in other case we get some power of 3 and of the variable y, so it's not in our case what we wanted to have. So we really get something like a x plus c, and here a prime x plus b prime y plus c prime, and we really can give an explicit representation of all these isomorphisms, and we will get then the only change that we can use are of the form x prime equals u square x prime plus r and y equals u to the power 3 y prime plus u square f x prime plus t. X prime, yeah. So, and we have the coefficient u, r, s, and t element of k bar. And u is different from 0. So now, with this kind of transformation, we can first try to make an easy representation of elliptic curves. So I will first give you some example for the case that the characteristic is different from 2 and 3, and the other case will be done for the exercise this afternoon. So we look again at this affine part of elliptic curves. So we have equation of the form y square plus something, the function of x times y, as h of x times y equals f of x, where h is the function of degree smaller than 1, f is of degree 3, and f is monic. Exactly this representation, just factorize y. So we can use, in the case that the characteristic of k is different from 2, so we just use the transformation y equal y minus h of x divided by 2 to get an easy way how to represent this equation. So in that case, really, if we plug in this value here, we get y minus h of x divided by 2 square plus hx times y minus hx half equals f of x. So we get here y square minus hxy plus hx square divided by 4 plus hx times y minus hx square divided by 2 equals f of x. So now we see, although this was just completing the square, that this one and this one have, as this was minus, cancel each other, and we just have an equation of the form y square equal f of x plus
h squared of x divided by 4.
Yes, which I denote with f of x. So now we really see h is of degree smaller than 1. So h squared is of degree smaller than 2. So we really get that this polynomial is of degree 3. So
we have f of x is of degree 3 and is also monic, because f was monic.
So, and again, we can make another reduction. If we know that the characteristic of k is different from 2 or from 3, we just use the next transformation. So if characteristic of k is different from 3, so we just use x vector value. Let's say this one is equal to x to the power 3 plus a x squared plus b x plus c. So we just use the transformation x minus a divided by 3. So I don't want to make the computation, but after this computation, you really get y squared is equal to something x to the power 3 plus a x plus b, where a and b also lie in the same field k. So all the transformations that I really have used here are linear transformation defined over the same field as the coefficient of f. So we really get such kind of equation. So for another case, so if the characteristic of k is equal to 2, so we can make another kind of transformation. So we get really equation of the form x, y equal x to the power 3, or let's say fx, f is of degree 3 and monic, or y squared plus c times y equal another fx, where here f is monic of degree 3. So really, c here is different from 0. Because if you take c equal to 0, then you directly see that this curve is singular. So the case as well, we really have here c different from 0 because of singularity. So now, because we have an easy way how to represent elliptic curves over fields like the real fields, I want to give you some picture about such curves about over the real field. So let's say we have an equation k equal r, and we have y squared equal x to the power 3 plus a x plus b. I use the same notation, a4 x plus a6, where a4 and a6 are elements of R. So we have then two different possibilities so for the Weierstrass equation. So if we are allowing singularities, so first we can prove that xy is a singular point of this equation. Let me note this equation E, even if I don't think as well, I don't say as even if the curve is not elliptic curve. So we have a singularity of E exactly if and only if the polynomial x to the power 3 plus a 4 x plus a 6 admit non-simple root in C, in the algebraic closure of K. So then, in that case, we have done two possibilities. So one singularity means the polynomial here, x to the power 3 plus a4x plus a6, split in the form x minus x1 to the power 3, or x minus x1 to the power 2, times x minus, let's say, x2. So we then have, in the first case, we have two solutions, also one solution, x1, and here we have x1 and x2. And in that case, we have a test. This is clear, so we just forgot this part. We have here x to the power 3. It's an increasing function. So because we want to compute the square root, we just have to look at the part of f where this is positive. So and then we get down two possibilities of root, so we get really this one and this one. And this is a non-singularity. So on the other part, we get something like that. So we just look at again here, between, also from some x larger than x2, we have this one is positive, this one is positive, so we can really compute the square root of this one. We have two solutions. Between x1 and x2, again, we can make also that. And then we have, it's better, I use this one. In that case, we have this one, and it's x smaller than x1. We have a negative root that we cannot compute. So we really have this one. Now for elliptic curves, it looks different. So we have also three possibilities here. The first one is we have three different roots, x minus x1 times x minus x2 times x minus x3. So we know we have a polynomial defined over R. So at least one of these roots is defined over R. So let's say x1 is a root defined over R. So we then have then two other possibilities. Although if x2 is a root over R, then x3 must be also a root of R. So we have x2 and x3 element of R. So in that case here, let's say we have the order x1, x2, and x3. So in this case, we know that our curve should be like that. Also, easy to see that because so if x is larger than x3, then this is positive, this is again positive, and this one also, then we can really compute the square root. We have then two different solutions. So between x2 and x3, we have this is positive, this is positive, and this is negative. Then we have no roots. And in the other case, between x1 and x2, we have this one is positive, this one negative, negative, and positive. And we really have this kind of curve. And we also have, in this case, two different ones. The first one look like that, and the second one look like that. So really, with one solution over R. This is in the case that our function f here is just increasing, and this is we have two different maximum, one maximum and one minimum. So now to identify such kind of curves. So if I have a curve, an elliptic curve given in this form, so y square equals fx, and another curve, y square equals gx. How can I see that these two curves are isomorphic? So to do that, we have to think about this kind of transformation. So if you use all these transformations, then we can prove easily that after defining some invariant, we really have to compute these invariants to see if two curves are equivalent. So for that one, we define invariants in this way. So in the case that the characteristic is different from 2 and 3, so as we have proved, we get this kind of equation. And then we define the discriminant of the curve, which also characterizes the curves about singularities. So E is elliptic curve if and only if a discriminant is different from 0. And in that case, we really can divide here by the discriminant. And then after that, we can prove that two curves, E the sine over k and E prime the sine over k, are isomorphic if and only if the York invariant of E is equal to the G invariant of E prime. So actually it's isomorphic here over the algebraic closure. So that means the curves are both defined over K, but we only know that we can found one transformation from E to E prime, but transformation must not be defined over K. It's defined over K bar. So we are happy if the transformation is also defined over K. And one other question is, if I have G element of, let's say, an extension L of our field of the definition of the curve, the question is, exist or not a curve, or I mean an elliptic curve, defined over some field, let's say L prime, such that the G invariant of our curve is equal to G0. The answer is also yes. So if we give G0, we really can compute an equation E defined over some field such that the G invariant of this one is equal to G0. And I can give you one special case. Is, let's say, if G0 is different from 0 and 1, 7, 2, 8, so we can use then the curve here, y square plus x times y equal x to the power 3 minus 36 divided by G0 minus 1, 7, 2, 8 times x minus 1 divided by G0 minus 1, 7, 2, 8. And after transformation, we get such transformation in this form. Sorry? I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat, please? Yes. Yes. I mean, it's this curve is defined over K adjunctive G0. So if we start with a curve, it's L, as you said. So, and in the case of characteristic 2 and 3, if G0 is equal to 0, we can also give an equation of a curve with G invariant equal to 0. But the most important thing for us here was to see the elliptic curve as a curve. So, an elliptic curve has the nice property that we can define on the set of rational points of this elliptic curve, we can define an addition. And it's not easy to prove that this really gives a Gaussian curve. But I will just show how we can compute the addition on elliptic curves.
just take again this picture of one elliptical B. So I take also this small representation. So if I have 2 points, P and Q, so just look this picture on the projective space. So in the projective space, we know that a line is a curve of degree 1, an elliptic curve is a curve of degree 3. So because this elliptic curve is irreducible, we know that every line meets the curve in exactly 3 points. So if we get here a line between P and Q, we get another third point here, let's say it R. And if we get a line between the point R and the point at infinity, which are really represented by vertical lines, then we get a third point, which I denote with P plus Q. As I said, it's not easy to prove that this one give a group law. So if we really define our curve in this way, and we define also what is the negative of a point, if I have P minus P, it's just the intersection between P and the point at infinity, and the line between P and the point at infinity, we get this third point. And one case that I also have forgot is the case of doubling. If the 2 points are equals, let's say in this case we have P, so we want to compute 2P, we make the same construction, we just have to take the tangent going through P, then we know we have another third point. So the line here makes the curve in 1 times here, and the point P with multiplicity 2. And then again compute this line to get the point 2 times P, or P plus P. And we also define P plus P infinity is equal to P for every P as elliptic curve. So then, as I said, P of K bar with plus is a group. Moreover, the group is abelian. And we really can make this, as we can generalize it for every field. So for finite field, we also have that each line met the curve in 3 points. So we really can do this in the same way. So now the question is, if I give you 2 points, P, one given by x1, y1, and P2 given by x2, y2, so then I am interested to know what are the coordinates of P1 plus P2, or 2 times P1, or just minus P1. How can we compute this coordinate of P1 plus P2, 2 times P1, or minus P1? As we've seen, we just have to compute first the line going through these 2 points, compute the equation of the coordinate of the last point R, and just then make the inversion to compute the equation, also the coordinate of P plus Q. So for the first case, I will try to give you how to compute easily the coordinate of minus P. Also, if P is given by x0, y0, what are the coordinates of minus P? Let's say x0 prime, y0 prime. Okay? So, because I also want to test the case of characteristic 2, I just use this long representation of our Weierstrass equation.
or we can just write this one minus this one is equal to 0 and just represent this one as e of xy. So we have the equation e of xy equal to 0. So we know e of x0, y0 is equal to 0. And in this picture, we have that the coordinate of p and minus p must be equal. So we have x0 prime is equal to x0. So we have then this point is of the form x0 prime, which is x0, and this one. So now to compute the coordinate of y0 prime, we just have to plug in the value of x0 in this equation. So we have 0 is equal e of x0 y prime 0, because it is a point of the curve. And then we see after plugging the value of x0, so let's say we want to compute just y, then we have an equation of the form y minus y0 times y minus y0 prime. Okay, I just plug in the value x0 and y, and because I know I have two solutions, so the first solution is y0, and the second solution must be y0 prime, because it's exactly the intersection with this line. So we have then in this case y squared minus y0 plus y0 prime times y plus y0 times y0 prime. So now, if we just now compare with this one, and after plugging the value of x0 and y0, so we just see that y0 squared plus a as a y prime plus a1 x0 plus a3 y minus x0 to the power 3 plus a2 x0 squared plus a4 x plus a6 is again an equation of degree 2. Then we just have to see the factor by y as here, and we get then that minus y 0 plus y 0 prime is exactly equal to a x a1 x0 plus a3. And then we have in this case, so I just write again. So we have y square plus a1 x0 plus a3 times y minus this one equal to 0. So we just have to compare these two ones. So we get then that y0 prime is equal to this one minus a1 x0 plus a3 minus y0. So we just compare this one, must be equal to this one. So we get the equation of y prime. So now we want to make the same for computation of p1 plus p2 and 2 times p. So to make that, we have first to compute the equation of the line between p1 and p2. So we then get, if we have p1 with coordinate x1, y1, and p2 with coordinate x2, y2. So we know that the line for these two points are from the form lambda x plus mu, where lambda is equal y2 minus y1 divided by x minus x1. And then just plug in the value of y1 in this equation, we get that mu is equal y1 minus lambda x1, which is also a function of x and y. So after computing this one, we then just compute the equation of the point, let's say A, also P1 plus P2 plus A equal to 0, with A with coordinate X, A, Y, A. So to compute the coordinate of this one, so we just have to plug in the equation here. 0 is equal E of X, Y, and Y is lambda X plus mu. Just plug in the value in this equation. So you have here the equation of the form lambda X plus mu to the power 2 plus A times X plus A3 times Y and Y lambda X plus mu and plus the rest, and then you get. So I think I just give you the answer. We don't have some more time to compute on this one. So we get then an equation of the form I forgot to write it, I just have to compute again. So we have this equation, so 0 equals E of X lambda X plus mu is done of the form. After including this one, we get the polynomial of degree 3 of X, and it is of the form X to the power, as a minus X to the power 3. Then now we look at the coefficient by X squared, so we have plus X squared times, so we have lambda squared in this case, and then we have A1 times lambda. So we have lambda squared plus A1 times lambda, and we also have A, it was here, minus X to the power 3 plus A2 X squared plus A4 X plus A6 minus A. Okay, and we know that this polynomial must split in the form x1, x minus x2, and x minus xr. Then compute the x squared coefficient of these two polynomials. We get x1 lambda minus A or XR has the coordinate minus lambda square plus A1 lambda minus A2 minus X1 plus X2. And then y r is lambda x r plus mu. So we know lambda, we know mu, so we are able then to compute the coefficient of x r and y r. And then to compute p3 with coordinate x3, y3, we just have to make inversion of this point, minus r, and then this has to coordinate xr and then something depending of xr and yr.
Just for there's a little problem with the sign of something.
I mean,
it should be
yes, thanks. Yeah. the mistake is okay because we have plus here, and then we have minus and minus. Ah, yes, I don't know why I have made the mistake. I mean, perhaps somewhere here.
Well,
yeah. Okay.